Some people say, why does he play? I tell you, that song, if you really listen to the lyrics of that dynamic song by my brother, one of the Jesus boys, me, myself, Too Crunk for Jesus, and my brother right there, I Am Justified, Walk by Faith and Not by Sight. The brother is talented. Welcome, family, to Man Up the Movement this evening. We are excited to continue this journey. Yes, we are here to join the discussion. And let's discover the truth. Tonight is the beginning of a new truth. Yes, man up simply means now is my time to fight. Yes, we're making it personal because we take personal responsibility for our own lives. No longer relying on my own personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Yes, walking in purpose with God, holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am the called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Christ Jesus who paid it all. Welcome tonight to this episode. We're excited. This is celebration of mothers. Excuse me. This whole week on the network, that's all you're going to hear is celebrating mothers and mothers past. And we talked about that last night. We talked about the ultimate mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But your personal mother is also someone that we have to honor and we have to really respect. I know for me that when it was nobody else, there was mama. And when mama was gone, that everybody else seemed like I was left alone. And in that time of my life, me and my father weren't really clicking and we weren't getting along in that perfect relationship that we ended up developing. But when mom leaves, oh my God, I can confess it loudly today. And I held it in for so long and so much pain and so much anguish. Of what I should have did better and why did I treat someone so precious the way that I did at times and thank God that going back to that place of no return, manning up, taking personal responsibility for my own life, I know I'm forgiven and I know I have made my wrongs right. Hallelujah. By confessing my sins that I know God is faithful and just to forgive not one but all my sins. So today we celebrate mothers, but we want to give mothers a gift today on this subject for Man Up, something we haven't touched on. And we're dedicating the second Tuesday of every month on the Mentor Me section with myself, Pastor E, to this subject we're about to bring forth tonight. And I know, like I said, we haven't talked about it. We talked about it before on some previous shows, but for us men, tonight's subject and the gift to women, to my mother, to anyone who's always said this to you, and you're still like, what are you talking about? Men's health. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about men's health. We're going to go into what the word says about it. We're going to make this a series teaching, but we're also going to make it a place of awareness that we do better. That is our motto, that I will do better. Brothers, are you ready to really man up and no longer operate with a double mind, the mind of pride that I'm okay, that nothing's wrong? Are we really operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in us that say, you know, we should be proactive instead of reactive? Are we really the head and not the tail, waiting for somebody to tell us to do it or get sick to do it? Are we really the lender and not the borrower, not worried about what may come, but the confirmation that we'll be? Are we really called according to our purpose that we be in good health? And are we the God in us? Oh, hallelujah. We're going to talk about that here through Christ Jesus. Watch what the word says. And we're going, like I said, we're going to share this. I know Pastor Dwayne is probably double somersaulting and flipping. I see Minister Sir Ryan is on the line tonight. Look at the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk about this. Men's health. First of all, the body, our body, your body, my body, my brother and sisters, you guys are going to high five to me too. But I want to say this is about us men because, you know, We die faster. The statistics show we're more ill at older ages and we break down faster. Now, you guys already got a leap on us because they say women mature years ahead of us. I think the statistic number is 11. But we die. And the reason why we die is from the lack of care. Women go to the hospital. Women follow up. Women, they do what it takes to go to the doctor and get that taken care of, but we do not. We have this macho mentality, but we are really calling for a man up the movement in health. But watch what the Bible says. The body, it is the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and who was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourselves, but to God. Bible also tells us about exercise and health. The third epistle of John, first chapter of verse 2. My dear friend, I pray that everything may go well with you, that you may be in good health, as I know you are well in the spirit. See, as the temple, my brothers, as manning up, we have to know that this temple must be willing to withhold the spirit that we say we're well in. Watch what 1 Timothy 4:8 says. It said, physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is valuable in every way because it promises life both for the present and the future. Bible also talks about having a healthy diet. Proverbs 23:20. Do not associate with people who drink too much wine or stuff themselves with food. Ephesians 5:18. This is the word. Do not get drunk with wine, which you will only ruin you. Instead, be filled, hallelujah, with the Spirit. Bible also tells us about fair play. 2 Timothy 2:5. An athlete who runs in a race cannot win the prize unless he obeys the rules. See, when we man up, and we say it's time for us to really, I'm putting myself out there today. I made my appointment for a physical today. There were so many confirmation words going. It's already been in my spirit for the last couple of weeks. And I'm going to confess tonight, I have not had a visit with a doctor in 11 years. Oh, somebody fell out their seat. I'm manning up tonight. I'm confessing to my fellow brothers, to my fellow men, to my fellow covenant partners. Yes, I exercise. Yes, there's no ailments. Yes, but you know, the thing that's so detrimental to us is that we wait until it comes up. And then we want to now be concerned instead of being proactive. That's our word tonight. Man up in men's health. And I need you brothers to come on and get involved in this because you may be doing better than me, that you can encourage me and some things you're doing. But the biggest problems that we have in the physical, in our health care, is first monitoring early in life. Now, I'm 54 years old, and thank you, Jesus, I am healed. But guess what? God, everything I got tongue-tied there. Hallelujah. Everything was designed for God. He says everything was created for him, through him, for his good purpose. So doctors are a good purpose because they can help us monitor the progression of things that happen. Men, number one, health disease. We don't check it. Cholesterol, we have no idea what that is. Blood pressure. If they don't say you have it, we don't worry about it. Blood sugar. I'll tell you this, for the last 60 days, that's one thing God had encouraged me. I'm sugar free when it comes to getting close to 60 days. I'm like at 57 days. I got 3 more days looking up at my wall calendar of accountability for sugar. Oh, yeah, them little chocolate snacks, that it's okay. And even though you don't see the effects in your body right now, young men, oh, it'll come. I tell you now, I go to the gym. It takes me harder because it doesn't recover like it used to. Blood sugar. What do we even understand it? We may get to that at 60, 70 when we it's hard for us to get up in the morning or to accomplish being what it says. That we are what? The body. The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you really believe, my brother, that when you are abiding in him, that he truly is abiding in you? Oh, it has to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're encouraging. I'm encouraging myself today. I did something that I normally wouldn't do. That's something new, something never, ever done before. I confessed it to others also before I made the appointment. I've been wrong. But there's somebody else out there tonight that may be listening that is probably wrong as me or worse. I'm 11. They may be 15, 20. Because we're so macho and we're so all that in a bag of that we feel like we don't have to be worried about prostate cancer, lung cancer. Oh, yeah, I say that prostate cancer because to, you know, normally get checked in that area, that's like a forbidden thing for us men. We have, brothers. I'm saying it now. Look at Google it, as Minister Sir Ryan was telling us. You can Google anything right now, but watch. We have a risk of heart disease increasing in age. How many men out there, you may not want to talk about it, that really have some kind of male sex thing? They call it ED or wait, yeah, ED. High blood pressure, especially in the African-American community. Cholesterol. What's our cholesterol levels? I couldn't tell you I will know next week. Obesity. And this isn't throwing stones, maybe stepping on a couple of toes. But there's a lot around the middle that a lot of us let go. I fight to keep it off. And if I didn't, I'd be all over the place. But obesity and overweight, is that really representing the temple? Something else that men overlook, diabetes. Oh, women take their shots on time. Oh, we wait till the last minute. I'm talking to somebody tonight. And it doesn't matter how old you are today. I'm talking to you. This is about this man of conversation. I'm not just talking to the old brothers. Come on, high five me. I'm talking about you middle age and you young men. First of all, you young men can now start a trend. That's the point of manning up, that you guys start a new trend that will now supersede any other trend. Hallelujah. But then for those middle age, will now get in line with the trend. Even though it's made by the young man, and then the older, we just following because we need to be better. And if you guys are more witty and more creative, we need to listen as we fellowship one to another. I know that's a lot of expectation, but I know that the feeling of a stroke will blow you away. I have a testimony of a situation in my life. I was addicted to nasal spray. Hate sinus problems. And I used to get those little squirt bottles, and it didn't matter whatever what store had it, I would get that. It was ridiculous. And I got sick at the hospital while they was taking blood because I had been sick. It was coming on. Come to find out, when they take me to the hospital, they said it's like a major heart attack. All of the symptoms that I was showing was a major heart attack. Then they start doing the EKG, the GGG, the wee-wee-wee, all those things. And they came back the next morning. The doctor said to me, "What are you doing to yourself?" And I the shame fell over me. And he said, no. He said, I'm going to show you the test right here. Look, your body is physically perfect. All the organs, all the things we checked is physically perfect. What are you doing to yourself? And I broke down and confessed. I use nasal spray over the counter. I would go to the pharmacy. They would tell me, stop. You need to slow down. You're mixing too much. If I ran out and couldn't get to the store, I would mix two different kinds. And this infection, it took it over my body and made me feel like or made me experience a heart attack. But it was really my negligence and my obsession with nasal spray. But glory be to God, I was delivered that day. But guess what? It didn't change anything else about me taking care of myself, because us brothers, in my testimony time here in Man Up, us brothers think we do some push-ups, we go run the treadmill, we drink some water, we stop eating sugar, that's enough. It's not. It's time for us to go and make relationships with doctors. Something I've never done. We'll talk about dental next week. How many are sitting around there saying, I wish I would have listened to my mother when she told me to brush your teeth twice a day? Whole nother subject. We're talking about health today in the body of men. I want to go ahead and open this thing up. Pastor Dwayne, I'm going to give you a moment to get yourself ready, but I want to get you involved in this conversation. Minister Sir Ryan, I want to get you involved in this conversation also. But let's get healthy. We got to do it together. Yes, we have to do it together. I know I'm always saying it's up to you to work on you. Doing it together means we're not going to let anybody fall short. Pastor Dwayne, good evening, man of God.
My brother, I hear you. But you said a key thing. You said, don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And as we come into the body of Christ, you know, we have to understand our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, we don't defile the body. How we not defile the body? We don't put things in the body like the world. You know, the things we used to do, we don't do no more. And so I used to play a lot of basketball. You know, I used to work out, lift weights and stuff like that.
There's that word. Wait. There's that word. I used to.
And so I got to set up an appointment now. Cause I did my colon. But I got to say, once you turn 50, you got to go redo it over. So I did it, but I had to set up an appointment cause I'll be turning 50 in a few more months. And so I got to get that taken care of. You know, your blood sugar, you know, I'm not, you know, my weight is not, I haven't gained weight over the years. You know, I was wearing buck 05, I wear buck 65 now probably. But, you know, just keep myself healthy. You know, keep myself healthy. You know, when I'm working in a job, you know, I'm watching what I'm doing. Because, you know, Patsy, we get to a certain age, that's when we start worrying about our body. When we young and thugging and all that, we weren't worrying about our body. We was out there just doing all kind of strange things. And, you know, even though we sitting in our parents, they was like, you know, our uncles, you know, and our aunts, and sitting them all bent over and all that kind of stuff. Why? Because they wasn't taking care of their body, you know, and some of them weren't living long. You know, we just not seeing folks living 113, 107 years old, and they... You know, I seen a woman look like she was like 95 years old or something like that, and she didn't even look it. I seen a young man the same age, didn't look it. Why? Because they took care of their body. You know, they took care of their body. You know, like I said, you know, this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. They didn't drink no wine. They didn't put no tobacco in there. They didn't take a lot of sugar. They didn't take a lot of salt. You know, you can tell a person they took care of their body, you know? I mean... You know, they walk daily. You know, they exercise daily. You know, they watch what they eat, you know. And so that's what we have to do. But like I said, we only get to that point when we get to a certain age of our life. You know, we start looking at, well, man, I think I need to do this. I think I need to do this. I think I need to do this. And then, you know, every year we come up with the same thing, New Year's revelation, however you say it.
We're crossing over now. But I wanted to, I wanted to jump in there because you said something. You said, man, you could tell when somebody's healthy and taking good care of themselves and things like that. Well, and I ain't bragging or nothing, but most people look at me and say, ain't nothing wrong with him. But I just confess, I ain't been to the doctor in 11 years. Oh, my God.
11?
And there's somebody else out there listening to me saying, I'm worse than him. Oh, we're going to do better. See that confession I'm confessing to my brother. We manning up. I ain't ashamed.
Manning up. No, and you're right. You know, and I'm confessing too because there's some things you know
no,
like we need to have accountability to one another. You know, we need to call each other. Man, you need to check your blood. You ain't been cooking too much salt. You ain't cooking with a lot of salt. We need to do that. You know, we need
man,
to do
what,
that.
Man, you know what? Why
basis.
Are you all up in my Kool-Aid? You keep saying that word, salt. That's oh, I'm still dealing with salt. Oh, Jesus. I eat some salt because I got a cramp, and I'll be like, oh, I need some salt. Oh, and that's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. See, that's confessing one another and me being now watch this, me being obedient enough to say, you talking to me because you said it like six times already. That's salt. That's salt. That's salt. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to pray over Saul tonight, brother. Before we end this broadcast, I want you to pray over Saul. I'm a man up tonight.
I'm manning up tonight too. So, I noticed that when I was a child, you know, like dairy products and cheese and milk and all, I don't eat that stuff, butter and all that. I don't have to take that, you know, because I'm like lactose intolerant. So a lot of stuff like that I don't eat. I don't like mayonnaise. I can't even eat mayonnaise. I used to love mayonnaise and eggs. I cannot stand mayonnaise. You know, I love these burgers. You know, I love to go get me a burger and all. So there's some stuff like that I got to cut back on, man. I need to sit down and start cooking at home, you know. You know, if my family
That's
see
important.
Me cook with the potatoes and not putting a lot of salt or not using a lot of grease in this and a lot of cooking chicken, baking chicken and not cooking it and fried and stuff like that, I think, you know, they'd catch on, you know. So we have to do better now, you know, and even in our cooking. No, we can't say, man, let's all time go out and go spend 50, 60 bucks on restaurant food with it. You know, in the long run, it's going to give us, heart, you know, diabetes
right.
and sugar diabetes. You know, so we need to sit at home and cut up potatoes, man. You know, cut up
potatoes.
And
start,
and
investigating some healthy diets. I mean, men, this is the topic tonight. This is Mother's Love Week. Here on the network, but our gift to the women are us men manning up about our health, not just working out, but having healthy diets, going to the doctor. That's the number one topic tonight. Doctor visits.
Hey,
how many men go to the doctor? I'm telling you, I haven't been, but I'm going. I made an appointment today. I'm going to stick to it, and I'm going to follow through on this thing. Amen. We are not invincible because most men, I'm telling you, Pastor Dwayne, most of us think we're invincible. We're not.
We
take better care of our car than we do our bodies. We out there polishing it up, shining it up. Hey, if we don't take care of the healthy awareness of our own bodies as that temple, you know
we
what
get comfortable. We get comfortable because, you know, some of us in marriages and some of us, you know, we get comfortable, so we figure we're at that point in age, well, no, I don't have to take care of myself. My wife looks the way I look. And so we get comfortable. We get comfortable.
We need to pray against being comfortable tonight that we get out of it because we do get stuck in our thing in our own ways. And then then heart disease comes and we say, oh, we could have did better. No, let's do better now.
Mm-hmm.
Now I see someone on the line right now. One of our covenant brothers that knows about health. We're talking about health tonight. Doctor visits, getting a physical. I'm going. I've already put my name in the line, but I want to bring in stop your little sets right now. James Hudson from James Hudson and Showtime. He's going to share his businesses and his new ventures and things like that right now. But I know he can share some things with us about health because I don't know if you've ever seen James on Facebook. This boy is cut up. And I'm going to let him tell his own age, but he's cut up. He works out and he does his promotions with his stage plays and everything, but he keeps it all going. Welcome, James. What's up, bro?
Hey man, hit these pull ups, man. Let's make it happen.
We're trying to start on every Tuesday, and I'm really I'm praying that on these nights I can get about 20 minutes from you on giving us a health insight once a month here on the second Tuesday on Man Up the Movement. We're gonna talk about men health, prostate cancer, cancer and all, men's health and body, getting our checkups. Going back for follow-ups and getting our bodies in order because we are the temple.
That's exactly right, man. And I tell you something, man. There's nothing like knowing that you're taking care of your body and that your body at 56, you know, at 56 years old, tell you that you're 25 years old. To the point that you really believe it, you know. And I tell all these guys in the gym here, I jump up here and start doing these pull-ups and things. I said, you know, I did a challenge a while back. I said, I would challenge anybody in this gym from 25 years old all the way up to 45, 50, however you are, from 25 years old to get behind me for 15 minutes and do what I do in the gym, anybody, I don't care who it is, I give you $500. And once they see me jump up there on that monkey bar up there, once they see a brother jump up there on that monkey bar and do about 50 of them pull-ups, they're like, with my knees up to
the ceiling. Come on, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is, man, they're not bragging anything, man, but it's just comfort to know that you're keeping your body in tune, man, because it's nothing like knowing that your body is telling you that you are still a kid. You know what I'm saying? Most people that are walking around sometimes 25, 30 years old, you see the obesity rate that we have going throughout the United States of America with brothers not taking care of themselves and put all this fast food and stuff that we have that's enticing and, you know, and you're constantly looking at ourselves in the mirror and we just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm like, oh, my God, what are we doing? You know, so to get in and to be committed, I'm just as committed to my health as I am with anything in life. And that's just true. I'm just so committed to that because, again, like I said, there's nothing like I've seen people in hospital beds and down on their luck because of the bad health, and not necessarily because of any disease, just because they simply didn't take care of their body. Our body is our temple, so you've got to take care of it. And you know, it's like anything else. You have to take care of your body. If you're thinking longevity,
yes.
If you're thinking life, people always ask me, what motivates you to do that 4 or 5 times?
You gotta make it a priority.
Yeah, it's a priority. It's a priority. And the thing that motivates me is to look around and see all of my brothers that I went to high school with and my high school friends. That motivates me just to look at them and say, oh, my God, no, it ain't time for that. I don't think so. You know, let's go out here and make something happen. So I encourage people, man, just to do it. If it's a 15-minute workout, just to, you know, get in the mirror, put on some music, some of that old music you should dance to, and just work that body and keep moving. For those 15 minutes, I see too many people coming into the gym, sitting around on their cell phone, talking, and going to do one set of
yeah.
weights, and they go back and sit down again for 15 minutes, start talking, and, you know, stand around talking to the brothers. You know, you've been there for 2 hours and haven't even done a 15-minute workout. Just go on in and get your little 15-minute workout done, and if you keep that body moving for 15 minutes, you will be amazed. I'm just being honest about
you'll
it.
You'll be amazed.
Amazed at
you will be amazed.
That I'm in. To
That's
be able
right.
to do what I do at my age, it truly is amazing. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And I'm going to put this on Facebook one day. I'm just going to show people a little 15-minute workout that I do, and they're going to be truly amazed. And I will put that, not to brag or anything. I'm just trying to make a point to people that it doesn't matter what you
Wait a minute. Wait. Before you put that on Facebook, can we get that? Let's videotape that separate. Hold on. We'll talk offline.
Okay.
But check this out. Also, now you're talking about the physical part of it, but share with
right.
us, because I know you believe in doctors. How important,
right.
how more important is it for us to, as men, to really get checked in every area?
What if like anything else, physical. Man? It's like the classes that I teach when I deal with aggressive behavior. It's all about prevention. It's about prevention. You know, those doctors that at the stage that we are now in, they can detect these things way before they get out of control, before they get out of hand. And that's the thing that's so disturbing, that a lot of these, the cancer and things that we diabetes, a lot of these things can be prevented if we go and get those
yes.
checkups. I was just at the doctor, I think maybe 3 days ago, where he said, man, your blood pressure is just unbelievable to be your age. I said, well, because I try to do what I have to do to keep myself in condition. So it's all about prevention. You want to wear off that heart attack or stroke or seizure, whatever, and they can detect these things early if you go in and get checked out with the type of devices and machines that these people have now. We don't have any excuses. We have to stop making up excuses.
That's right.
And we all these clogged arteries that we have. We think we're walking around here, think we got it going on, and got blood clots and clogged arteries and all kinds of things that they can detect, and they can stop it before it's life-threatening. And that's really what two of those checkups are all about. But you're so right, as we, especially as minorities, we have this comeback about not going to the doctor, and we've got to change that.
That's right, but we got to get more knowledgeable, because mostly we know
yeah.
the name liver, we know the name
right.
lung,
right.
but we really don't
right.
know what the what the purpose of a liver is. And liver disease,
right.
it takes us to places that you can get cancer in your liver. It goes down into your bowel areas, and there's so many areas that we get messed up and we don't be fully whole. So we're encouraging that. There's a lot of areas of health. Depression is a big thing in men also.
Right.
And that takes away from us being strategic to do better. I'm putting my hand in the air. Y'all don't let me give up. I'm going to do better with my health. So I'm putting myself on the altar, and I'm saying, y'all hold me accountable. I'm manning up. I'm going to do better with my health. Now, I'm doing better. I will say this, because I have been sugar-free and no sodas and no junk and things like that. But I'm talking about the ability to go to a doctor and really get checked out.
Right. Right.
Can we walk around and I'm being transparent again. I'm healed. By his stripes, I am healed. But you may have an ailment that came from way back in the day that we need to get up on. That's why our major word tonight is proactive. Minister Sarayan, you want to get in this conversation tonight, my brother?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Oh, you live, yes.
Thank you, Lord. I thank God for this broadcast that I was able to make it tonight and hear those things, because I know this is Holy Spirit-led, because some of the things that I've been seeing the Lord, you know, showing me the same very things. I can be one that's going to be transparent tonight a little bit about myself. I got this long battle with coffee, and I know it's not good for me, and sugar. And I know it's not. I'm a younger man, so for me, I don't have certain ailments and things. But as y'all have been saying, and I know that word, I saw it somewhere either in a dream last night or somewhere on the internet. I don't remember, but I saw it a couple of times in the last 24 hours, prevention. So it's right on point and right on time for me to hear that, because as I was walking the other day, I began to think about something and you know, how the Bible says our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't belong to us. And often we get into what we like, what we want, and what feels good to us. But is the Holy Spirit pleased? Is he able to really do what he wants to do in our lives? Like, we can have the most powerful word locked inside of us. We can prophesy and cast out demons and, you know, do all these things, prophesy to the nation. But then you can cut all that short. I was reminded of a minister that had preached about how he almost destroyed the ministry that God took 11 years building with him. And he said it was because he wasn't taking care of his body, and he developed diabetes. And he had to cry out to God, and God had to show him how to eat right all over again to reverse it, and that he almost messed up everything in the plan of God for his life behind that. And I began, as I was walking around the block the other day, I was thinking about those things. And it's just been on my heart a lot lately. And I know that I, for one, got to do better. So I'm in the I will do better now crowd. But I want to expound on two scriptures, and then I promise I'm not going to say much else. But 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 says this right here. It says, "But bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is and that which is to come." That means God is concerned with the right now life that we have just as much as the eternal life. But we know one is way more important. But he says if we're godly, then it's going to profit us in all areas. And that includes and encompasses the physical. So what God wants us to do is really begin to see things the way he sees it. And one of the things, Pastor E, you just touched on, and it was coming into my spirit right as you were saying it. So I know this is confirmation from the Holy Spirit, but depression is one of the things that put a lot of people in a bad situation, because we try to eat our way out of depression, or sugar our way out of depression, or for some it may be alcohol, you know, soda, and all those things that we find our bodies chemically addicted to, because it makes you feel good, and we eat with our minds instead of with our bodies, and a lot of times trying to escape the feelings of depression and all those things the enemy tries to bring. But we have to begin to really depend on the word of God more, so that he will get in our spirit, because our spirit is going to uphold our body. And I'm going to show you this in Proverbs 18 and 14. I'm going to read the International Standard Version. It says that human spirit can endure sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? So what God wants to do is work on our spirit, because even though the body might be wounded or tired or sick, if your spirit is not sick or wounded or tired, then it will cause you to press through and persevere, and eventually your body will reflect what's going on inside of your spirit. And it starts with the word of God, and the word of God is our daily bread. We can't live by bread alone, so we got to get all areas in order, and it starts inside. Whenever we're eating wrong and depending on the wrong things of this world, there's something on the inside that's got to be fixed, and we have to be honest with ourselves and with God about those areas that he can bring forth that healing to our spirit. I'm done.
Oh, you could have, you,
hello?
You were expounding. Yeah, no, we're here. Yeah. Look, I had muted my mic. I was sitting back because I was ready to receive the revelation coming forward. And there you went. I'm done. Quit it, man. Pastor Dwayne, where you at? Anyway, that is divine that we, as men, we have to do better in this physical thing. We, all of us, I'm putting myself out there so we can all put ourselves out there and really not just have a show on Tuesdays, but really have an accountability circle. Oh, you know, we got the portion room. Let's get an accountability circle going on that we're continually reminding each other. Hey, man, you know what? I feel better that I'm not eating so much red meat. I feel better that, you know, the fish is more, you know, is becoming more healthy for me and things like that, that we encourage each other and working out too. It's important. Just walking, as you were saying, Mr. Sir Ryan, to take a walk. You're taking that walk, you know, you're getting your body active and you're keeping it going. And it doesn't take 3 hours in the gym. I like the way James said that. Look, I go in there. When I walk in, I already know, putting the headphones on, the hoodie on. I'm finna go stretch. I'm finna get on the treadmill. I'm finna do whatever machine or whatever part of my body I'm working out. I'm back in my car on my way back to do the broadcast early in the morning. So we got to have a plan, and we have to do better at working out. But I want to get back to the main subject tonight is doctors, doctor visits, and us not thinking that we're invincible. And us really admitting the fact that there are some things out there that we need to be more educated about. We're going to be talking about that every second Tuesday. We're talking men health until God says different on the second Tuesday. I'm looking for doctors. I'm looking for I'm looking for anybody that will come on here and tell us about how we can do better with diabetes and with depression and with pneumonia, influenza, skin cancer. Do we really read on these things? Oh, you ladies out there, you guys are all on it. But we need to do better on our end if we're really going to man up and be accountable. Want to give anybody else another opportunity to keep joining in on this conversation tonight. Dial one and we'll bring you in. Pastor Dwayne, are you still live?
Yeah, I'm still live. I'm still live. I was just listening to Minister Sarai, and it's a lot of things that we have to do. You know, we got to stay focused. And how to stay focused? Well, you got to have a relationship with your doctor. You know, let him. You know, you got to let him know that you need to know everything. Don't hold nothing back. What things I need to change? This I need to change. You got to be familiar with your doctor. And not only that, you're paying him a lot of money to see you. You're paying him a lot of money to take care of you. So you need to be upfront with your doctor.
And be honest with our doctors too.
Yeah. Yeah, if he asks you, you go on this diet or you taking these vitamins. Yeah, I'm taking. No, you know you ain't taking them. And then we get so spiritual. But he said, you know, the lie you can't tear in his eyesight. So we sitting there lying. We supposed to be saints of God. We sitting there lying. You know, but we got to be real. Like you say, tonight we got to confess. We got to be honest with ourselves. Come on, boy. We got to be honest with ourselves. Get over it. We got to be honest with ourselves. And if we don't be honest with ourselves, then, you know, we laying up in the hospital, then we're going to get to saying, woulda, coulda, shoulda, doulda. But it's too late for all that.
Well, it's manning up. Come on, let's man up.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, any ladies out there that want to woman up, go ahead, dial one. You get up in this conversation too. Minister Larigas, we're talking about men's health here on the second Tuesday of every month. I see you on the line. I'm putting everybody under the bus, all my brothers tonight, because we really need to talk about this being healthy, being the temple of the Holy Spirit. dial one if you want to get involved right now. Anything else, Minister Sir Ryan?
No. I want to say something that the Holy Spirit, he's concerned about our life, our physical health.
Can I just say this? Holy Spirit, move freely through Minister Sir Ryan. Move right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going to say this a little bit, but he's concerned about all aspects of our life. The Bible says he gives us all things according to life and godliness. So we got to focus our main thing on godliness, but he cares about our life. And one thing I remember, he kept showing me this Old Testament scripture where the people kept saying it's not time to build the temple. It's not time to build the house of the Lord. And I kept, trying to put it on something to do with a physical church or those type things. But eventually it was like the light bulb over my head, like, bing. What I'm saying to you is you got to take better care of this body, because I want to take you some places. And I can't if you all broke down. I can't do what I need to do in your life if you're not eating right and taking care of you, because you know. So I had to come to grips with that. So I definitely ask for anybody to pray for me, because I got some issues and some things I got to do better on, and just pray for me. And I'm sure I'm not alone out here in that thing. And I'll pray for you. You pray for me. We all really got to take better care of this body, because we're not promised
each other
to live, certain number of years.
We're all on the altar.
And we can cut that short by being foolish.
We're all on the altar.
Amen.
Because you pray for me, I pray for you. We're praying. And we're really manning up, because and it's important for us to confess to one another. I ain't ashamed to put it out there. Did he say that he hasn't been to? No, I haven't. I ain't been to the doctor in 11 years. What you going to do? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to the doctor. I made my appointment today. Next week, Tuesday, I will be at my doctor for a full physical. That's manning up and confessing my sins to other. Because, some people be like, well, I thought it was okay, because I did too. But everything I've watched, I watch news, I watch the things that, but it was like 4 points of confirmation this morning for me about health and being negligent. That our word tonight, man up, is proactive. Don't leave here without that word in your spirit, my brothers. Proactive. That means you are ready instead of trying to get there. Reactive is you wait for it to happen. Oh, please help, help, help. Proactive is it happens. You'd be like, oh, I knew it was coming, because I'm prepared. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, somebody give me an amen up in here.
Amen.
Minister Terry, I knew you were going to dial one.
Yes, good evening, family. Amen. I'm giving
Warm
you guys
up.
An amen. Man up. I'm enjoying this. It's taking care of the body, because men think, and then somebody said the prevention and the doctor's visit. Men think this is only a lady's thing. No, it's men's thing. And we see on Facebook, there's so many colleagues, schoolmates, went to school with. They're not here no more. You see posts, so and so from your high school. They're not here, and our parents, our ancestors, they lived longer because they ate healthier. They were more natural. So it starts with whatever you're putting in your body. And I love Sir Ryan when he said walk, because that's what I'm doing now. I walk, because if I can't get to the gym, Pastor James, I'm gonna do my walking, but. You guys have hit so much on here, and Pastor, sugar is the culprit. We have to trickle this down to the mothers and the fathers for their children, because children are being predisposed to diabetes. So all this sugary food, all these fast foods, which all the starches put the sugar. So it's a lot of, this is good. This is going to be every Tuesday? The first Tuesday.
No.
Am I correct?
Every second Tuesday.
Every second Tuesday. So,
yeah, our mentor. See, on the first Tuesday, that's Pastor Marvin.
Right.
The second Tuesday is Pastor E would mentor me, but mentor me is now going to be about men's health. The third Tuesday is probably going to fall over into some men's health too, because that's Pastor Dwayne. And then we have the collaboration on the fourth Tuesday. And if we got an extra Tuesday, we're going to talk about men's health again. I really and I need your help here, because I'm glad you said that, because
colon cancer, because colon cancer and pancreatic cancer have jumped up over there, 1 and 2 above everything else, and it's basically taken over black men's lives.
What's the word?
It's taken over. So he told us to take care of our temple. So this is something that we can. There's so many things we can prevent. We can prevent, and like I think it was Minister Sir Ryan said, you can reverse with diabetes, pre-diabetes. Before you get diabetes, you get pre-diabetes. So you can reverse. It's a 7-day reversal with diabetes. And it's just changing your diet, watching what you eat, and doing a little exercise. Start off lightly and progress. So this is going to be
interesting. Well, we got
to
do something. We have to do something. Yes. And the purpose really is, those of us, I'm going to say for myself, I can't. There's certain things that I cannot redo. I'm really speaking to the young people out there, that as parents and fathers that are listening, that we train our children to be more healthy minded instead of eating what we have got accustomed to eating. We go out, so they got to go out. We do this, so they have to do that. Pastor Dwayne said cooking. We have to really get into a healthy diet.
Natural.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to promote this show on the network. Dr. Oz is the most transparent TV personality out there that will help you. I have his app, and I've changed a lot of my eating diets. I'm drinking some teas instead of coffee. And I was a coffee guru. Every time I want to say Sir Ryan's name, pastor is coming out of my spirit.
Yes.
Minister Sir Ryan, but coffee, you talking about addicted. Me and Starbucks, with Starbucks on the app, Starbucks at in person, Starbucks late at night, early in the morning, everything else. But now, through Dr. Oz, I've been able to change and got some oolong tea that helps break down stomach fat, but it still has a flavor to it. You know, there's some things you can that you can really reach out. So I promote Dr. Oz and his shows. I don't have time to watch, but his app is really informative.
Amen. You guys have shared a lot of nuggets for women also. I mean, this is men at the movement, but a lot of those things apply to us also. So God bless you.
Well, you know,
guys.
We just have the name. We just have a name just for that particular day. But this is really family up. This is really Let's Talk Jesus family. This is really Pressing Over the Hump family. Women Speak Now family, 52
That's
Weeks
right.
of Love family, and What's the Word family,
Amen.
And Real Talk family,
Amen.
And Exalted
you know
Jesus
what?
Family.
Pastor, somebody said something about men. You guys said men go through depression, but most of the time with men, instead of them seeking help and treating the depression, they'll suppress it. Once you start suppressing it, you trigger the underlying things within the body.
I was just ministering to a young man I'm mentoring. No, what happens is, since we're being transparent, brothers, you can't mute me, so I'm just going to be transparent. But what happens is, when we're depressed, we don't say anything. And that depression turns into anger. It's like a build-up combustion that now turns into anger, and it makes it look like we're crazy, but really we're reaching out. But that's how men do it. We're going to change that cycle here on men's health. We're going to talk about all these areas.
Amen.
I'm begging every brother out there that's my friend to get involved in this movement, that we educate each other. Let's start reading about what a liver does and what a heart really does. You know, not the heart that I know my spiritual is together. I've been working on my spiritual. But don't you know, and this is, I wanted to close on this, but I'm not going to, I got to get it out now. But do you remember when Moses was in presence of God in the burning bush? He aged over how many years? I think it was 110 years. He aged from where he was when he went there, because he was standing on holy ground. His physical body changed completely. Watch this. Now we have that same spirit that dwells in us. Don't you think we need to keep our bodies a little bit ahead of the game, because the spirit of God could take away from who I am physically? That's going to catch up to somebody. I know that's roaming in the mind right now. But think about that. If God really lives in me, but Moses was just in his presence, how much more do I need to keep my body in order? As the temple. Minister Carolyn, we want to bring you in. I see you live. You dial one. Woman up, man up.
Hi,
what's
Pastor.
Up?
Good evening, everybody. I was just going to say, well, for me, lately, I've been trying to do better. I guess if you knew better, you do better. But for a long time, because I'm a recovering addict, I would blame it on, I would replace the food and the sweets and replace the drugs. But now, because when you're in the street and you get high and loaded for so long, you don't feel any pain. You know, nothing bothers you. And it's not until you get sober that you start noticing things that are wrong with your body. But since that, I've been praying and studying even more so on this network, which is network. I've noticed that, you know, when I eat, sometimes I eat and I don't be hungry. And then when you eat, that makes you sluggish. And when you get sluggish, you go to sleep. And that takes away time from God. And since I've just been on the phone listening, like, it's like all of these things start running through my head. It wasn't nothing that I was going to say about that part, about it taking time away from God. But it does. If you fall asleep, that's taken away from the time that last week you called, you put me in, and then you was like, you missed the show. And I'm like, oh, I fell asleep. Well, yeah, I fell asleep because I had just ate. I just ate the red meat. You know what I'm saying? So I think that also food, sometimes it depends on what it is. It takes your spirit because it has mine. And I guess just since you guys are mentioning now, I'm just noticing that. But my brother took me shopping today, and he goes, we're going to buy healthy, buy healthy. So sometimes you need somebody to, like, stand right there with you and guide you. It's like, I got more Jellos and more juices, power drinks, and water, and, whereas before, I would get burrito shells and taco shells and then cookies and...
only confess. Go ahead.
So I'm just saying that.
I'm just playing with you. I used to be bad on Chip Ahoy's and milk.
Yeah.
I'm lactose intolerant, but I love milk and chocolate chip cookies. I would pay the cost just to have me some chocolate chip cookies dipped in milk. How insane is that?
I want a better relationship with God. I want a better relationship with God. I want to feel better. Even though I have things wrong with my body, I still want other parts to feel better. If I have, they told me I have severe arthritis in both my knees.
I told you 3 weeks ago. Your body healed completely.
Yeah.
The report of man doesn't matter anymore. You're healed, girl. You ain't going to be laid up in no more hospital beds. But watch this physical transformation of your mind saying, I'm eating better. We went and got healthy stuff. I didn't give you a list of things to do, but do you remember when I said that to you?
Yes, sir.
You are not going to be laid up in a hospital bed no more, because you're going to do better things.
Right.
And already you're doing it without even a phone call. See, I will do better now, because I'm going to check myself before I wreck myself. Mm-hmm. Song? Wait a minute. Ice Cube, thank you. Let me use your saying there. But, yes, it's time for me to check myself before I wreck myself. Nobody else is at fault. Nobody else is at blame. I got to take personal responsibility for myself. I love y'all for holding me accountable, but I'm gonna be there first. Can anybody else get in that? Evangelist, now you know I wait for the epitome of our show every time, that when the woman of God comes on, she just flows. We might go into a Holy Ghost celebration right now. But for the sake of that, Evangelist Virginia Valentine.
Yes,
I know you take your walks. I know you are. You know, I got you. You're my guarantee that you know, they used to say in the streets that ace in the hole. You know, I know. Once I push open that mic, you ready to go. And
yes, I am.
But the reason why, and I'm going to be honest with you, because when you go,
yes,
I'll be to let go and muted everybody, and we just finna have a Holy Ghost party. So at this point in time, it's still important to be physically ready, but it's more, most importantly, to be spiritually ready.
Spiritually ready, yes. And what a good subject you all have tonight. A very good subject. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God. Men, I'm glad I heard you say that, man of God. You men need to take care of yourself. You men need to go to the doctor once a year or twice a year. You were talking about the Bible say that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is not your own. Your body don't belong to you. Your body belongs to God. And some of you men say, this is my body. I do what I want to do. I go where I want to go. I eat what I want to eat. And I drink what I want to drink. But the devil is a lie. Belong to you men of God. Your body belongs to God.
Preach to us.
Your body belongs to God, and take care of your body like it belongs to God. It's not yours. Your body don't belong to you. Your body belongs to God. And stop. You talking about salt intake. I don't cook with salt. I might use a little seasonal. I use onion powder. I use garlic powder. And I use a little black pepper. But salt, it's very dangerous. You cannot put all that salt in your food. And then when you're eating something, then you sprinkle salt over your food. It's not good. And not only salt, but carbohydrates. Too much of carbohydrates is not good for you. Fettuccine. Spaghetti and cheese. White rice. All that stuff is not good. Yes. I used to eat it. I haven't had fried food in 5 months. I started going on chicken, turkey, and fish, and I bake it. And every now and then when I want something fried, I fried myself or maybe get something from Popeye's. But guess what? Lay off of that fried chicken and waffles and all this other stuff that you're putting in your body, and you're saying, this is my body. I'm going to do what I want to do. No, the devil is a lie. Your body don't belong to you, men. So, God, take care of your body. I'm not going to even tell you my age, but I tell you what, when I look in the mirror, I know I look younger than what I am because I take care of myself. I love my body. And, man of God, I hear you talking about how you love the dress. I love the dress. And when I dress, my niece told me I look like I come out of a pencil shop. I love the dress. And this evening I wanted a hamburger. My daughter went to this place and she got me one and some sweet potato fries. I didn't eat all the fries. I ate part of the burger. And I'm going to tell you, I drank the Coke Zero. But I have tea. And stuff like that. And know what I do? I may not walk out in the street, but I walk in my house. And I make circles in my house. And I walk. Because my daughter say, Mama, you walk. Walk around in the house. And y'all, I do that. I take care of myself. And nothing wrong with going to the doctor. I heard you, man of God, said it's been 11 years. I said, oh, my God, I got to pray for him. 11 years. You know, the Bible said Luke was a great physician. Luke was a doctor. And y'all, hear me tonight. God put the doctors here to take care of us. You're going to the doctor, and you tell him your diagnosis. And then he's going to tell you, when he do these tests, what's wrong. But you cannot neglect your body and not go to the doctor. You go to the doctor once a year or twice a year and have you a physical. Let them do blood work, sugar diabetes. Let them do a liver enzyme. Let them do all that work on you. I went about 2 months ago. Liver enzyme, normal. Sugar diabetes, normal. Cholesterol, normal. High blood pressure, 120 over 80. Normal reading for your blood pressure. I say, praise Jesus. You men out there, listen to me by the aid of the Holy Ghost. I'm speaking to all men tonight. If you have not been to the doctor in 11 years, 5 years, 10 years, you make an appointment next week. And you go. And you get checked. You go. Take care of your body. Take care of your body. I'm talking to all men out there. Your body is a temple of God. Your body don't belong to you. And stop saying, I'm going to eat this and I'm going to eat that and I'm going to drink this. No, you're not. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to God. Your temple is a body of the Holy Ghost. And I hope you all are listening to me today. I'm ministering to somebody today because I've been hearing you all talking, and I heard what you say, man of God. They got some
hard.
No, there.
Call us out. Go ahead. Don't sugarcoat it.
I'm calling
call
you
us out.
There's some. Yeah, there are some more out there have not been in 10 years, 11 years, 5 years, and some of them on there right now. They got some problems. You better make an appointment tomorrow. Make an appointment tomorrow, and you go see your physician. If you don't have one, you go to one of these urgent care. Go somewhere, and you get checked.
And you better hurry
checked.
Up before Trump cuts that off.
Yes, because he's going to cut it off. But we're going to pray that he's not. God got it. I'll come again.
Oh, no, 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 no. We,
what?
We, I'm not worried about Trump.
No,
remember
I'm not
we prayed, remember? Do you remember when we prayed that God is going to put the person in there that he gonna run? See,
yes.
Some people
and gonna.
Not gonna oh, no, you kind of get me into politics tonight. I'm not gonna go there.
That's okay.
But watch, things are about
God
to happen real
Trump.
Soon that everything's gonna be
yes.
okay.
Yes, God is not gonna let President Trump do no more than he allow him to do. I pray that all the time. God is not gonna allow President Trump to do no more than he allow him to do.
He's
so
letting him do the things that it takes to show that he is not who he said he was.
Yes.
That everybody that voted for him was like, wow, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, Nixon,
yes.
It took Nixon almost 6 years to get caught. This boy is about to get. See, I told you I didn't want to go politics.
Yes. But you know what, man of God? Oh, Jesus, thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh,
hey, look. Hey, look, we have a couple of more minutes.
Yes.
Before we get ready to wind down. I'm gonna give you I want you to
yes.
go ahead and share what you're gonna share. But I need all my covenant partners that have came on to be ready. We're gonna go down the line for closing remarks here on Man
yes,
Up.
Lord.
Come on, I'm pressing you guys. Do better.
Yes.
We need a political
better,
show.
Man.
We're gonna have that. We'll do
yes.
that next week. Pastor Dwayne, can me and you get together on a political show?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, we can.
Ooh,
amen. We can get
win.
On the show together. Yes.
Win.
You got my vote. I'm in.
All right. That's next
say,
week.
Just say win now. Win now. I'm in.
Evangelist
yes.
Virginia, go ahead and share that last remark. Then we're going to go to Minister Terry, Minister Carolyn.
Yes,
Pastor Dwayne.
Yes. Yes, Jesus.
Sir Ryan.
You know
I'm
what,
not even going to put a title out there because I'm telling you, that minister thing is gone. Anyway, Sir Ryan,
yes.
and then I'm going to come back and close it out. Go ahead, woman
yes.
of God.
Men of God. And those who are not men of God, young men. I heard them say young men, middle age, older men. You need to take what the word said, the scripture, and stand on your body belongs to God. You need to stand on that word. Stand on that scripture. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body's not your own. Your body belongs to God. You need to stand on that. Stand on it. And start
right
eating more fish. Start eating more chicken and more turkey. And let me tell you, the red meat, no, it's not good for you. But you can go to some pork chop and bake them. You know what red meat does? It stays on your body, stays inside your body for 24 hours before it digests. It's not good for you. So, men, I want to urge you. I want to tell you tonight, take care of your body. If you got a wife, you want to live long for your wife. If you don't have a wife, that's if you desire for one. So when you find this wife, she's going to find a man that is healthy, that is normal, and in his right mind, and you're not, don't have no nervous breakdown. You won't have no stress or no depression. You hear what I say? I'm talking
to you. Oh, we hear you.
Men. I'm talking to you men. Take care of your body. Go to
Amen.
The doctor.
Amen. Minister Terry.
Yes, Lord.
Proactive instead of versus reactive. And for the all the men on the calls that's listening, to make those appointments and to avoid sugar and sodium, ooh, any way you can. Praise the Lord.
Mr. Carolyn.
I just want to say that if you knew better, you'd do better. And I thank God for this ministry. And it's not just telling the men what to do, but all of us what to do. So I pray that we all do better. And that
when?
Be it.
When?
Now. Right now.
When? Now. Now.
Not now, but
Pastor
right
now.
Wayne.
Now.
Pastor Dwayne.
Now. Now.
When?
Now.
When?
Now.
When?
Now. 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 Now.
I thank the Lord on today that he gave us some words. He gave us a check ourselves list, you know, because we do so much in the ministry, but we forget about the ministry that he gave us personally, this body. You know, like you started off first, you said, don't you know this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You know, and you won't defile the body. If you love Jesus, then you won't defile the body. The only time you defile the body if you don't love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you don't care what you do. You know, we learn how to love ourselves by giving ourselves to Christ. And so Christ give us a outlook on how he is. The body of Christ was walking and all healing. You know, God, you didn't never hear when you were sick. He didn't eat too much. He exercised. He walked. He slept. He relaxed. He didn't get all the ambushes. He didn't get out of, you know. God always kept himself in the order, in the frame of mind. And as Minister Sir Ryan was giving us the Old Testament and parts of the New Testament, that, you know, we got to run this race. The race is not given to the swift, but it's given to the slow. Why? He that endures. So we endure this body, we can take care of this body. We can do more for Christ in this body. Why? Because we don't have to fight sickness. Sickness is of the devil. The devil give us his world. His world is sugar diabetes. His world glaucoma. His world kidney problems. They didn't have that in the Old Testament. They didn't have none of this kind of medicine. But, you know, now this medicine has came in this world because we put things on us. Adam was a perfect body. You know, the flesh is always going. The flesh is always going to be up under the law. But the nature, the sin, the spirit man is not going to never be up under the law. But we got to take care of this tomb that God gave us. That's why I say, you know, this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost got to dwell in this temple. To keep this temple fresh, we got to take care of ourselves. So I just want to encourage everybody, you know, let's keep each other up. You know, let's not just stop here. Let's keep doing it. Let's keep praying. Let's keep asking God for more ways that we can submit ourselves to where we can take care of this temple, because we'll never get another temple like this. You know, as we get older, our body don't get no younger. We get to wonder why we didn't do this and why we didn't do that. But God's saying that he's ready for you to serve him in your youth. Not when you're old. So we're still in our youth. Let's take care of this body. That's all I have to say. God bless you.
We are fenced into. Oh, wait a minute. Did I say that right? Hold on. I ain't going to go there. We are fenced into put together a health video, workouts, nutrition, and everything else. Did you see how quick I told my brother James, whoop, hold up. We ain't doing nothing on Facebook until we put something together on video and get that put together. James also has something. I'm glad he's still on the line because I want him to share about PIAB and how he is being effective in this country. But see, the thing of it is that are we ready to really push each other?
Amen. We got to be.
Oh, okay, all right.
Can't just talk it. Let's be about it. We just can't talk about it. Let's be about it.
Pastor Sharyan Davis of Grace and Truth Ministries. Man of God, I know you have a comment for this closing out.
Yeah, I'm throwing that pastor word around. We'll wait. We'll let God move.
Hold up. Since you wanted to go there, I don't throw. When I say something, I intentionally know that I'm supposed to say it.
Amen.
That's been all up in my head for over 9 months. But have you ever heard me say it? I know today is the day I'm supposed to say it. Grace and truth.
Amen. Well, you confirming some things that'll be brought to fruition in its time. But to God be the praise. I really don't have a lot to say. I wanted to touch one more point, though. One of the things that I think we might have glossed over, I didn't hear anybody mention it, but it was dropped in my spirit, is one of the things God was very adamant about with Israel and with the Old Testament was the concept of rest. Now, we're not bound to keeping the Sabbath and all that stuff by law, but God gave it to them for a reason. When Jesus came, he told them, he said the Sabbath was made for man and not man for it. In other words, rest is for your good. The principle of God rested himself, and he don't get tired. He don't get wore out, but he did it as a pattern to show us you're going to need to do it because you're in my image, but you're not me. So you're not invincible. You can't hold the universe together. You can't go all day, every day without sleep. So you got to rest in me, and that's also an act of faith, but that's part of the healthiness. The old folks say it like this, early bed, early wise makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. So I had an old lady put that in my spirit one day, and I'm still struggling to obey that, but we know that's a thing we got to be about, as a man of God said. We got to be about it now because it's time to enter into some rest. Hallelujah.
Why are you all up in my business? No, why are you all up in my business? You're telling me
I'm
the man
up what
for.
He gave me.
Oh, my God. I receive. Oh, Jesus. I want to say this right now, and this is my closing. It's not about me. It's not about anyone you heard tonight. It's about you. What are you going to do that's going to make it last for God? Your health, your spiritual relationship, your ability to give to others and to show that God is really shining through your life. I'm talking to my brothers tonight. We have so many women supporters, but my brothers, it's time for us to help the younger children not have to ever go through what we went through. That's my goal. This health thing is going to stand here on the network. Health Tuesdays, if you want to call it that, send me a title. We'll call it whatever you want to, but I need your support, but I also need your input. That we're not just talking about it, but we're being about it, as we all said. That someone can say, no matter where you are, here's an example of where you should be, not by man, but by God saying the same principles. Who am I accountable to? Am I the body, the temple of the Holy Spirit? Am I really exercising? And am I conscious of my health? Am I having a healthy diet? Am I doing what's acceptable to God? That's my whole man up cry tonight. Is that we doing this for the mothers? Oh, yeah. See, back to the beginning. This is Mother's Love Week. grandmother, love week, mother, however many ways this can be said. But those lost mothers and those lost children that have never known the lost mother, that all of that is put in the portion room here on Man Up. There's somebody you're mentoring to that still has anger against a drug-ridden, a prostitution lifestyle, a worldly confirmation that needs the true love of God to pour out. Mothers need to be redeemed. And we're going to celebrate mothers like never, ever before. That's new. Every season here, we crossed over. We're in the second quarter of this season. And the first celebration we're going to have in this quarter are mothers all week long. But I know there's so many things other than just saying, thank you, mother, but heal me, mother. Forgive me, mother. I forgive you, mother. How can we as men man up? I'm going to live for you, mother, because you gave sacrifice to me. We talked about that last night on Let's Talk Jesus. Mary, who knew Jesus from the first breath to the last breath. Your mother's the same. She knows the same. And that sacrifice the same thing for you to give her life for you. I never knew this as a young man, but when a woman gives birth, do you know that's the closest point of death anyone could ever experience? And they survive. They survive to be a mother. Oh, my God. They survive that a mother is someone who shelters and guides us to love us whenever, whatever we do. With the warm understanding and an infinite patience, a wonderful gentleness too. How often a mother means swift reassurance in soothing our small children's fears. How tenderly mother watches over her children and treasures them all through the years. The health of a mother is full of forgiveness for any mistake, big or small. A generous always in helping her family whose needs she placed above all. A mother can utter a word of compassion and make all cares fall away. She can brighten the home with her sound and laughter and make life delightful and gay. Oh, yes, a mother possesses incredible wisdom and wonderful insight and skill. In each human's heart is that one special corner which only a mother can fulfill. Yes, this is love your mother like never before. And if you thought you couldn't, you can start now. Don't wait till she's gone. Love her now. Man up. Your health is a very important part, but your spiritual is the main priority. Let's do it. Can we man up? Man up. God bless you, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.